I'm Amy Eddings. Thanks for tuning in. It's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. Bad news for some investors who want to be more than just friends with Facebook. Goldman Sachs will not allow its U.S. clients to invest in the social media company. Only international clients will be given the chance. In a statement to the Wall Street Journal, Goldman cites intense media attention that it says might not be consistent with the proper completion of a U.S. private placement under U.S. law. It's unclear exactly why Goldman is doing this, but one possibility could be increased SEC scrutiny of the deal. The news that Goldman and Facebook had partnered up was seen by some as an end run around rules that require private companies with more than 500 shareholders to disclose more financial information. Facebook is a privately held company valued at an estimated $50 billion. Apple CEO Steve Jobs is taking a medical leave of absence from the company, his second in 2 years. Jobs says he will still be involved in major decisions, but he is turning over day-to-day operations to Tim Cook. Cook took over for Jobs during his last medical leave. Neither Apple nor Jobs provided details about Jobs' health or how long he will be away. Jobs had pancreatic cancer and a liver transplant in 2009. Shelley Palmer is a media and technology analyst.
Tim Cook is an excellent executive. Apple is particularly in good shape right now. They've got a lot of products that are positioned perfectly in the marketplace. The vision for Apple is clear. I don't think anybody's going to be concerned about the vision for Apple. What we are concerned about is Steve Jobs' health.
There was no market reaction to this news as the announcement came on a day when stock markets in the United States were closed in observance of the holiday for Martin Luther King Jr. Apple, the world's most valuable technology company, will report quarterly earnings tomorrow. And continuing with this theme of big tech companies and big banks and big deals, Starbucks, the nation's biggest coffee chain, unveiled an even bigger cup of coffee, the Trenta. The 31-ounce cup is the Escalade of coffee cups, the big gulp of iced coffee, and it will be available nationwide in May for about 50 cents more than its nearest cousin, the Venti. The Trenta will only be available for iced drinks. But will it fit the cup holder? Chinese leader Hu Jintao visits the United States this week. His trip culminates with a state dinner at the White House on Wednesday. It's an honor usually given to close allies and longtime friends. But with the increasing importance of China to the U.S. and vice versa, this meeting will also be an attempt to rebuild trust between the two powers over issues from North Korea to currency policies. Joining us is Rana Faruhar. She's the assistant managing editor for Time, where she oversees business and economic coverage. She's also traveled in China and written about that country. Welcome to the Financial 411, Rana.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lots for the two leaders to talk about. What's the biggest issue that President Obama wants to resolve with President Hu?
Well, I think it'll be economic. I think currency is going to be the biggest issue that they'll talk about once again. You'll also hear a lot about IP theft, Chinese companies taking intellectual property from U.S. companies, which has been big with business folks over there, and also unfair subsidies that China may be giving some of its own industries, such as the energy and the green tech industry.
And what does China want?
China wants respect. China wants to have the U.S. acknowledge its rising position on the world stage. It wants to have an equal dialogue about issues like currency and about economic affairs, and it doesn't want to be lectured to.
The Chinese leaders quoted in the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post that a world where the dollar is king is a product of the past.
Mm-hmm.
He also said the Chinese currency will emerge as an international currency. Is he saying what I think he's saying?
Well, I think that he's right that a dollar as a sole reserve currency is something of the past. Now, is the renminbi, the Chinese currency, going to replace it? No. But is it going to have a greater role on the world stage? Yes. It'll probably be part of a basket of currencies that will eventually take the place of the dollar.
In the U.S., there's a rumbling of anti-Chinese sentiment. You can see it in legislation introduced today that would impose penalties on countries that manipulate their currencies. This speaks to that respect issue that you mentioned. Do you think we will continue to see a rise in this sort of sentiment, or will President Obama and President Hu during this trip be able to tamp it down a bit?
Well, I'm hopeful that they'll have a good dialogue, but yeah, I think protectionism and fears over China's rise are going to be a constant in the next year or two, really in both countries. There's a sense that China cannot rise without sort of upsetting the economic apple cart of the world, and I think you're going to see a lot of mouthing about that in Congress, unfortunately.
Do you think there's any chance of actual breakthroughs or real agreements made during this visit?
Well, I'm hopeful because, you know, after the financial crisis, you saw the countries come together to resist a trade war. I think there's a sense that we are in a somewhat dysfunctional relationship with each other, but it is a relationship, and so both sides have to keep talking, and, you know, no one's going to be able to get out of it without upsetting the other. So,
Rana Faruhar is the business editor for Time Magazine. Thanks for joining us on the 411.
Thank you.
Get the 411 as a podcast. Go to our website, wnyc.org. This is WNYC.